You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
There are many stories of chivalry where the heroic knight saves the damsel in distress. This is not one of those. Well, it gets close, but we'll get there. Elodie, played by Millie Bobby Brown, is the adolescent daughter of Lord Bayford, played by Ray Winston, in a land struggling to survive. She receives a proposal from Queen Isabel, played by Robin Wright, of Araya, to marry her son Prince Henry. On her father's urging, Elodie agrees to the marriage to help her impoverished people. Upon arriving in Araya, Elodie and Henry initially both seem uninterested in each other, but begin to bond as they share a desire to travel the world. Elodie's stepmother, Lady Bayford, played by the always wonderful Angela Bassett, attempts to befriend the queen, but is rebuffed, leading to her futilely imploring Elodie to end the engagement. After the wedding, Elodie and Henry take part in an ancient ritual in the mountains, supposedly to celebrate their union. Isabel describes a pact between the first king and an ancient dragon within the mountain, where he had to sacrifice his three daughters for peace. Henry insists on carrying Elodie across the narrow pathway of the dragon's lair and then chucks her into the chasm. Thus begins a survival tale through the treacherous mountains. I am T.C. DeWitt of the Screener Squad, and I am joined in the High Castle by my fellow dragon slayers, Ray.
Hello.
And Drew.
Hi. Yeah, the term bad date definitely had a new meaning, or a different meaning back then.
Yes. Should have swiped left on this guy, am I right?
Slightly, yeah.
Well, one of the most fantastical things I don't understand, and maybe you two can help me here, okay? How does Netflix have this many millions of dollars to produce a film that's released straight to a streaming service? Like, if this was released to theaters, it would probably do okay because it has Millie Bobby Brown in it, and yet it's relegated straight to Netflix, where I'm sure a whole lot of people watched it, but not nearly as many people as if it had been released to the public. Am I right? I don't understand this model. I don't understand how they have this much money to make stuff that's dumped and buried. What did you two think of the movie?
Well, because they don't have to do a marketing budget, for one, but I like the kind of Netflix staple of actors. I like seeing kind of, like, Robin Wright and some of the different actors in here, and, you know, they have their connections there, and they can just do this kind of, you know, pretty straightforward, yeah, fairly middling fantasy movie. And honestly, if it was in theaters right now, it would get buried.
True. That's true. I don't disagree in that respect, because the majority of Netflix movies, as I've said time and again, for those who listen to as many of these reviews as I've been on, the Netflix formula usually has this missing element that makes me go, oh yeah, this is better for streaming. This shouldn't be in theaters. And I can never pinpoint what that is. But I thought this one was on the better side. But Ray, you've been quiet over there. What's happening?
Yeah. No. Okay. So the thing about the film is, I'm going to give it some props. I mean, let's be honest. It looks good. It looks expensive. Your costuming, your sets, all those good things. They obviously, like you said, spent some money on this thing. So good for them. They've got actors that have been around a long time, so they have a steady cast. There's nothing wrong with that. You even have a dragon in this that, you know, has a little bit of a different motivation than some, you know, just greed or something like we see with some dragon tales. Mm-hmm. And we have what should be this great heroine as well, who doesn't necessarily follow the model of needing to be rescued. Good, great on them. But there's something about this that I'm watching, and unfortunately I'm a little disconnected from it. I'm almost falling asleep during the first half. Then we get to the second half. Okay, great, we're picking up. But there still seems to be something missing. There's some scenes between the scenes that I wanted and didn't get. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you this is a bad film. Mm-hmm. I wanted more from this film than I got.
I'm not going to disagree with you because this runs almost 2 hours. It's about an hour 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does feel a little long at points.
There were still more you wanted, but it seems long. How is that?
I don't know. I think it might have something to do with this. I think Millie Bobby Brown is very talented. She proved herself very quickly by playing Eleven in Stranger Things. She came out with a lot of respect from the directors and the filmmakers of Stranger Things to say, like, wow, this girl is so good. Having watched this now and her Enola Holmes movies, she's popped up in a couple of Godzilla films. She is good, but I don't know if she's as good as a role like this would need. She's a young actress, so she's got plenty of room to grow. But as it is right now, I'm like, she's good. Don't get me wrong. I do think she's talented. But I don't think she's as charismatic as necessary for us to really root for Elodie. I don't know. I think if you're a fan of Millie Bobby Brown, you're already on board. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to kind of sell her as this lead role to someone who's maybe never seen her before. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, she also doesn't have a lot of dialogue. I mean, it's a lot of grunts, and she goes through the ringer kind of being trapped with this dragon and trying to kind of fight for her life. Like, she's not really getting a chance to have a lot of, like, dialogue-heavy scenes. It's really just crawling through stuff, you know, climbing up things. I think, like, the physicality of it, she was great, but she didn't. There's really not that much dialogue that she has to deliver.
And true, that may be part of what I'm missing is that she is doing the best she can with what she's given.
Mm-hmm. And she's a producer on this.
Okay. Yeah, but the depth of character is not there. Even though she's, you know, the lead, and even though she's fighting the dragon, and she's you know, fighting the elements and fighting all these things. And that's great, and she's good at that. You've hit on it. That's maybe what I wanted, was for this girl to also have this depth of character and this brain and this thing, and she, you know, somebody to maybe act against and go, look, you know, this is where we are, and this is how we're going to fight this, and this is where we're going to be, and you know, take the lead. And she didn't have anything to play off of to take the lead except for really a dragon voice half the time.
This is her movie. She's in this on her own for almost an hour. We get little glimpses of other things, but for the most part, it is just a solo film of her surviving. And I'm with you, Drew. I think physically, I don't know if this is what you're getting at, but I think that physically she has a great presence. The action stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Watching her go from literally in this multi-layered bridal corset binding outfit, and little by little, as the pieces come off, she becomes more and more physically capable and physically badass. She definitely held her own. Like, I think that there is a future for her in action movies of this type and others. I just don't know if she emoted enough. This is a weird balance of, like, what do I want? Do I want it to be a physical action film that's just like, cool, do a cool set piece? Or do I want something with some depth and character layers and whatnot? And I don't know if that's necessarily on her, or like you said, Ray, if she's working the best with what she got, or if it goes to the script. Because I think narratively, I think this is a cool fairy tale. It's dark. It's more like traditional fairy tales and less like Disney fairy tales. I don't think you're gonna get a Disney fairy tale that's like, I'm gonna murder my wife on her wedding day, good luck. But in general, I thought that the action of this worked really well. But I'm waffling back and forth here. There are those points where it feels a little long. Like, it's like, okay, get to the next beat. Get to the next cool thing.
Yeah, it does seem to drag on a little bit for sure. But, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those where I think it's kind of a perfect Netflix movie in a way, because you're fine doing laundry while you're watching it. But there's a lot of times where I didn't think I was that into it, but then suddenly I couldn't look away. I was sitting there staring at the TV. So, I think, you know, Juan Carlos Fresnadilla does a good job at keeping you kind of transfixed. Or, like, I mean, it does kind of feel like a movie that is just all kind of shot on animatics, and it's all green screen, and that's probably another disconnect that you're feeling, you know, with Millie Bobby Brown, because she's on a green screen the entire time. But yeah, I still like, you know, found myself liking it. I just thought there was a little bit more, there was going to be like a little bit more of a mystery that was going to be revealed. The entire idea of the movie is that, you know, there's been these kind of sacrificial princesses and women that have been, like, thrown down there, and maybe some of them have made it out, some of them haven't. They're kind of offering clues a little bit, and so I thought there was going to be a little bit more to do with that, and it's really just kind of just getting out alive and taking revenge. And I think a lot of times there's too many movies now that just kind of end up feeling like a revenge tale, and this is the same thing.
There's a movie that came out last year called The Princess, which was in the similar vein of this, where it was essentially the Princess The Raid, where she just worked her way through a castle kicking ass. And that movie was so shallow when it came to any sort of characters or narrative, but the action was quite extreme.
Yes.
I think this meets itself in the middle. Like, the action isn't as extreme as that, but the character, there's more to the narrative than just Princess Madkill.
Right.
Yeah, but Princess Madkill is fun.
Princess Madkill is fun. Well, kudos to the director, because this is a good-looking movie. This looks
absolutely.
It looks theatrical. I watched it on my big screen with my sound system. I'm like, this. I would have watched this in theaters. I don't know if I would have loved it, because just in general, there were little things about it sitting here watching it alone that I was able to check my phone a couple times. But maybe in a theater, I would have been more engrossed because of the ritual of put your phone away in a theater, watch the movie.
That's the funny thing. You know, we come back to this. Should it have been in a theater? Should it have been on Netflix? Even Netflix moved this film 3 times on their release schedule.
That's right.
I'm wondering if they didn't quite know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Why not release it theatrically? But then, of course, why put it on your own streaming service and move it 3 times? What else did they think it was up against? And then they do it now. And it's funny because I've talked to a bunch of people, you know, trying to figure out in my circle and say, hey, did you watch this? Did you watch this? I found one other person that watched it.
Yeah, that goes to my complaint at the top of this. I don't understand Netflix's model.
I know.
They like The Gray Man and Red Notice, like, they pump millions of dollars into films. I mean, they claim that Red Notice is the most watched film of all time. I don't think if we see the thumbnail going by, that counts as watching it. But I think Netflix does think that. I don't understand their model. I'm continually baffled by it.
Well, that's the weird thing just about just streaming in general, is it's like, you're not, you know, if this was released by Warner Brothers in theaters, you're not having that conversation. You're not talking about, like, the, you know, what's the studio thinking. I mean, that's one reason why Netflix is successful, because you're talking about the movie and you end up talking about Netflix a lot. And so
damn, you're right.
I like it when they kind of, you know, the people that got famous on Netflix, like Millie Bobby Brown with Stranger Things. I like them kind of using this, you know, their group of actors, and I see those relationships a little bit more. So I like that they do that. Yeah, the Red Notice and that, and all that stuff, or, you know, every other Gray Man and all those other, like, horrible action movies. Yeah, I don't really care about. I'm glad that it's doing well for them, but I kind of like that you kind of feel like, oh, this is like this, like, staple of actors that they have.
Yeah.
And so I think of it that way, but I actively try not to do it, and I can't help it. So I just want to watch this as a fantasy movie and not think about Netflix. but it's hard not to.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they got me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not complaining that I, like, dislike their model. I just don't get it. That's the thing. But regardless, we're kind of off the tracks here. Let's get it back to Damsel here. Let's wrap into some final thoughts here. Ray, why don't you go first for us?
This film, yes, the things I've said so far, don't like it. Don't get me wrong. This is a good film. I will recommend this to several people to watch. You've also got great costuming and things like that. You were talking about the costume getting smaller and shorter and coming off. And anyone who, you know, if a lot of people saw this, I could see cosplay, you know, at every convention with girls in different stages of this costume. So you've got your costume, you've got your actors, you've got the money they spent on it. It does look good. It is a good film. I just think in some ways I wanted more out of an actress that we know can give us more. You know, it was fun to see Millie Bobby Brown in a role that we haven't seen her in before, in the sense that she gets all of this action to do, and all, you know, and she gets to fight, and she gets to fight all the choreography. But I think because maybe of seeing her in the other Netflix, a couple of other Netflix things, that I wanted more for her dialogue-wise, that I wanted more for her character-wise. Other than that, this is a good film. The dragon is wonderful. There is some motivation there that I don't want to ruin by saying it now and spoil it. But there is a different motivation here than we've seen in some other, you know, dragons or mythical creature stories. And at the end, they both get their moment. They get their moment. And you're just like, oh, everyone's in trouble now. So, yes, can I recommend this film? Yes, there's several people I can recommend it to, but there was just these little things that I wanted, and I wish I could put my finger on it a little bit more of what I wanted. But overall, this was fun for me, even though I sounded at the beginning like I just hated it. But this was fun for me. So go out and watch it. At the end of the day, I'm going to give it 7.5. Were they like bioluminescent bugs?
Yeah.
Larvae?
Oh, yeah.
Creatures? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 7.5 out of 10 of those little bioluminescent things.
Yes. The underestimated bioluminescent things, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. Like, I enjoyed it too. I definitely got sucked into it, and I don't know if it's just, you know, fantasy aspect of it, which is always gonna, so something that I'm always gonna be drawn to. But yeah, there was a couple of times with Millie Bobby Brown. I remember like watching the trailer, and I was like, oh, cool, Natalie Portman's in this.
Yeah.
And then there's another time where she looks like so much like Winona Ryder. So she's going through this phase now where she's, maybe that's part of it for me too. Like she's growing up a little bit, and she looks like some other actresses right now. And so maybe she needs to find something where she can really own a role, and like I'm Millie Bobby Brown, and I'm done just doing this like Netflix fantasy thing. But she was awesome in it, and I do think, like Ray, like what you're saying, it's like not revealing too much. But you know, when you're at the end of the movie and you're kind of sad about something that happens, and you're sad about maybe something to do with the villains, that's the kind of like pathos that you want to feel, like in some of these movies where it's, you know, there's a push and pull, right? To like what's happening. There's a, you know, there's a motive for everybody, whether they're an ancient dragon or not. And then, and I love that, you know, the voice of the dragon, I think, should be pointed out. It took me a second, but I think it's Sheree Agdashalu, who's the older Indian actress, and she's perfect. Wonderful. As like a dragon. And there haven't been too many talking dragons. I mean, there's Smaug with Benedict Cumberbatch, and she has that vibe. Like she's, you get to know the dragon.
Love that voice. Her
yeah.
voice is so great. Every time she pops up and stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah. That voice.
Yeah, immediately it was like, I want to hear like Sean Connery as a dragon again.
Yeah.
But I mean, I definitely liked it, but it's, I think you know, if you watch it, you're going to like it. If you miss it, you're not going to miss it. So I would give it like a 6 out of 10 sacrificial princesses.
Well, I had fun with this. It's exciting. It's cool. Millie Bobby Brown is continually charismatic. I've liked her since she popped up in Stranger Things, so I'm a fan of hers. And I think she is growing as an actress in every role that she takes. I'm looking forward to seeing where she goes from here, because you evoked Winona Ryder and Natalie Portman. I think those are fair comparisons for the type of movie she does, the type of actress that she is. I'm curious to see where she goes, if she can break away from these, or essentially smaller things like Netflix shows and movies, and break into bigger features where she's the lead. I think that's in her future. Maybe she's going to follow a path similar to Robin Wright herself. Who knows? I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. I love fantasy adventure movies. I would throw this on as a triple feature of this, Stardust, and the most recent Dungeons and Dragons. I would watch them in that order. Mm. I think this is a fun bridge movie for kids that you might want to move out of the animated adventures of like Frozen, Moana, and Tangled, also in that order. I like this. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool. Any of the shortcomings where it starts to kind of drag a little bit, or you might find yourself picking up your phone to look at it, there are only a few moments of those. When the movie does get going after 30 minutes, it keeps its pace. And Millie holds the movie. She holds it up with the action sequences and the set pieces. Credit to the director for crafting something so fun. I like this as well. It's fun. I'm going to give this a 3 out of 5 Firebirds. So then last question here. If you had to fight a dragon, which dragon do you want to fight? You have to face a dragon to the death. Who do you want to go toe-to-toe with that you think in a certain scenario you could survive?
I think I got it. I don't know about you, Ray, but I've got to go with the ultimate battle and fight the dragon from Dragon Slayer.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh,
okay.
You know, man. The funny thing is that I was thinking, you know, animated too, but I was thinking something a lot easier, like, you know, the one from Pete's Dragon. I could probably beat him, you know.
Boo, 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 pa!